live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So it's just gone 2:30 and I'm very pleased to welcome my guest, Tricia Sutton. Good afternoon, Tricia.
Hello.
Lovely to speak to you. Now, tell me a little bit about this. You've got a Facebook group you started up a few weeks ago, I believe, called Connection Through Crafting Scrubs. And your idea was to build a community, a friendly community, but while doing some really good stuff too. Do you want to give a little bit of your background and why you chose to start this Facebook group up and the work that you're doing?
Okay, so one of the reasons for starting the group was a very simplistic one, and it was that I wanted to try and do something during these really unusual times that we're living through. And I've been a sewer since I was a child. My mum taught me, and I thought I could put that to good use. And the other side was the fact that I'm self-isolating at the moment, and I wanted to reach out to others and try and create a community where we could be together, have a bit of fun and friendship, and do some good and an act of kindness in making the scrubs at the same time.
So how did you actually get started, though? Did you sort of think, right, I'll start this group and then see how we get on? Or did you hear about people needing scrubs? How did it work?
A bit of both, really. I'd heard about there being other groups set up, and I'd looked around and seen some of the national groups and became a member, but then pretty much started to realise that there was nothing in this area at all. And so I took to my own private Facebook page, shared with my friends, pulled in every single favour that I could think of, and they were very generous, and they shared amongst all of their networks. And very, very soon I realised that I had a group of people that wanted to join me, and then it went from there.
And I think you said you were thinking that you'd got a call out from the Cambridge and Peterborough Foundation Trust, who said that they needed 2,000 sets of scrubs. And so you were thinking, oh, you know, you'll need 200 members, although that seems still like quite a lot to do each. And now how many members have you got now?
Well, that call out went less than 24 hours after I'd made the decision myself to set up a group. And I saw on the internet about CPFT wanting 2,000 sets. So I tried to think optimistically for the 200. Unbelievably, now we're at over 550 members.
Wow.
That's just the sewers. So in addition to all of the wonderful people that are sewing, I also set up with the Cambridge Cycling Campaign, that I asked if they had volunteers that would come forward to help me with collecting and distributing all of the items.
Now that's a brilliant idea. That's Roxanne, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. It's Roxanne. She's been wonderfully helpful. She also passed on to Zedify. So I've got some nice big cargo bikes that can also help me out as well now. And that was important for two reasons. I wanted it to be as eco-friendly as possible. I also wanted to be able to give other people a purpose and a way of them to being able to help. And I get lovely feedback from the cyclists of how much they enjoy getting out and having an exercise, but it's for a good reason at the same time.
Yeah, it's a brilliant way. I know, so I think a friend of mine's daughter, who's been furloughed, was saying, the friend just said, oh, my daughter's doing some delivery for scrubs, and I thought, on my bike. And I thought, what a great idea. You're not getting in the way with them, the traffic or anything else, and like you say, you're getting some daily exercise, and like
exactly,
you said, doing really good a thing for you. So you started this how many weeks ago now?
I started this just short of about 3 weeks ago. I started this,
and I see you said in the first week you've raised £3,000.
I did, yes, yeah. I reached out to some people that are friends of mine, and I asked, as I said, to try and pull in lots of favours. And fortunately, a good friend of mine approached the Isaac Newton University Lodge and the Descensus Aquarium in Ely, and they provided a considerable amount of money to get me started. I've had donations from private individuals and also individual members of the charity Civilizations in Contact, which I'm actually a trustee of. and they made contributions towards the cause as well.
That's amazing. Can you just tell me what you're using the money for? Because I think people might be thinking, oh, then you're just giving that money to the charity, but actually you're using that for a kind of a better purpose in a way. It's being used directly, isn't it?
So this community that I founded of all these people that can sew, I've used the money to purchase fabric from a wholesaler. And then the members of the group are cutting and sewing and making scrubs for Adam Brooks and CPFT. We also make scrub bags, which we insert a pair of scrubs into. And that means that the members of staff are able to take their scrubs off at the end of their shift, and they can take them home and wash them as carefully as possible. And we're also now considering going on to making masks, face masks, and scrub hats.
Amazing. Now, you said also, just before we go on to the next bit I wanted to ask you, is that some people have made donations for like pattern printing, which must be really important as well.
Yes, yeah, very much so. So once the group started to get up and running, obviously we've got a huge wealth of talent amongst us all. I must say a special thank you to all of my hub ladies that are my organisers, because I really couldn't be doing this without them.
You've got a lot of those now, haven't you?
I have, yeah. Can I mention each one by name?
Go on then, if you're very quick, very, very quick.
Helen, Amy, Susie, Shona, Veronica, Lisa, Hilary, Joanne, Jane and Patty.
That's wonderful.
They've been so, so helpful.
And they're all around the Cambridge area and Ely as well?
Oh, very much so, yes. Yeah, we'll come back to the patterns, so I won't forget that. But no, I mean, originally I was making connections with people up in Norfolk, right down to Epping. So it certainly went far beyond Cambridge at first. But then gradually, as the word spread, I've concentrated much more now on Cambridge and the villages around Cambridge. Two of my original hub organisers have actually gone off and set up separate groups now, because we were beginning to get so many members. So they've gone off and set up groups. They've got groups in Royston and Ely now. But our group primarily concentrates on Cambridge and around the Cambridge villages.
I'm guessing if you're using cycling as your transport, that makes sense as well. And then other people can take on the delivery of the ones in their area too.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, some of the cyclists do like going a considerable distance. one of my hubs is down in Bishop Stortford, and they often cycle down there for me. But I mustn't forget the printers. So some very kind people within my group approached contacts they had. I've had patterns being printed by the Burwell Printing Centre and Mott MacDonald and Bidwells.
Wow.
And that's made this feasible so much more quickly.
And so are they using the zero waste patterns that I saw you mentioned?
We use a bit of both. So I've got different levels of experience of sewers within the group. So I've got several ladies that are actually professionals, and this is their occupation. So they make with fitted in sleeves.
Wow.
And then experienced sewers are using what we call a follow-on pattern. So they sort of overhang and come down the sleeves, arm slightly. And then the zero pattern, we sort of direct our beginners towards that. So I want everybody who wants to make a pair of scrubs be able to give it a go. And that's why we use purchased fabric, but we use the donated fabric as well.
And so you've talked about the cyclists. So you're with the offcuts, you said you're making masks and scrub hats, which obviously must be really in need as well. But I noticed that you'd got this new idea about making a little shape. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, of course. So my idea being, ideally, I don't want any wastage at all, and I want to use all of the fabric as best I can. And so I just began some conversations with some friends that I have to see whether there would be any possibility at the end of the project we could have a legacy where every person who took part in the project had a small square of fabric that they decorate, perhaps by stitching or applique or quilting or whatever way they feel they'd like to decorate their little piece. And then put all of the pieces together to make a giant quilt. And I'm really hoping that one of the local museums might consider accepting that as a legacy of our community.
I'm sure they will. I think that's an absolutely brilliant idea. And I think it's a really important idea as well, because, you know, it's all in our faces now, but maybe 5, 10, 15 years down the line, we may not be quite so memorable of what's going on now. So I think that's a really, really clever idea. Now, before you finish, I know we could talk for ages on this. There's so much to talk. It's really exciting.
Thank you.
But you are looking for are you looking for donated fabric?
Yes. So about a week and a half ago now, I realised that I may be very fortunate and people may be able to give me more money to support this cause, but I didn't know how long that might be possible for. And so as an alternative, as well as the new fabric, I would ask for donations of good quality fabric, as in perhaps an old duvet cover or a sheet, something along those lines.
And saying it needs to be polycotton preferably.
Yes,
and
yes.
And the more important thing is it must be washable at 60 degrees. That's it.
Yes, that
it?
Is really important, because all of the things we make go through the laundry cycle to make sure that they're sterilised for the staff at the hospitals.
And so,
that's the criteria they ask for.
And so if people want to donate fabric, how should they get in touch with you, or where should they go? And also, if people want to get in touch about becoming a sewer or even being a bike rider for you, just give us those details, please.
Okay, so there's now two ways to get in contact. I should mention the fabric can't be white. That's really important. So it's two ways to get in contact. They can either email this address, which is Tricia, T-R-I-C-I-A, and this is all one long word, connectionthroughcrafting.uk, or the other alternative is to make an application to join the Facebook group, which is known as Connection Through Crafting Scrubs.
That's brilliant. Thank you ever so much, Tricia. That's really interesting, and good luck with all your ventures. It sounds great. I look forward to seeing your quilt in a museum soon.
Shall I just say that the actual donations of fabric can be made and delivered down to Coton Village Hall. The trustees of the hall have very kindly lent me the hall for the duration of the project. So on Mondays between 10 and 4, people can bring their donated fabric there, and then it goes off to an industrial laundry, Newmarket Stable Care. And then that way I know the fabric is sterile and it's perfectly safe for all my sewers to handle it.
To keep them safe as well, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. It was really important to me that the whole way through the cycle, everybody remained as safe as possible.
Okay, that's brilliant. Thank you ever so much, Tricia. Good luck. I say that sounds really interesting, and well done for getting that going. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity today.
Cambridge 105 Radio.